Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
or you're listening to my listening on my show page at Blog Talk Radio. So on Facebook, follow the show at The Frank Williams Show. And on Twitter, you can follow us at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, or you're on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, guys, I have a great show set up for you. If you want to call into the show and give your opinion, give your opinion about the show, call in at 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams. Now, today's show, guys, is going to be kind of juicy. What I'm going to say this before I get started, before I even give you the title of the show. You probably already know it, but these are my opinions, okay? You can call in and give me your opinions. That's what the show is for. But what I'm saying is, they're my opinions. Don't scold me for my opinions, okay? I won't scold you for your opinions. Don't send me a message saying yada yada. Don't send me an email saying yada yada or anything like that. Just call me. Call into the show and give your opinion. No big deal. I mean, if you disagree with what I'm saying, then call into the show and we'll talk about it. You know, we can agree to disagree. All right? No hard feelings. Okay? There's none on my part. There shouldn't be any on your part. Okay? Now, this is why I said that, because the name of today's show is Why Do Today's Women Don't Cook? Why do today's women don't cook? Now, I'm not saying that today's women, you know, never cook, don't cook at all. I'm just saying, why don't they cook more? Why don't they cook more? Okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because just from some people that I've talked to, they don't get the cooking that they used to get. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about guys that they don't get the cooking that they used to get when they were living at home and when they were growing up, and how Mom used to cook, okay? And Mom didn't cook every day. But out of the 7 days in the week, my mom cooked 5 of those days, okay? There were maybe 2 days out of the week that we had something from the outside, so to speak, okay? But she cooked every day. And she cooked in a way that there weren't many leftovers. So you didn't have, the next day you didn't have leftovers to eat. Okay? She portioned it out, however, and she knew how to do that. And she cooked every day. Now, granted, my mom worked at night. So when she got home in the morning from work, she crashed, and then she'd get up, and she had the whole day, you know, and part of the night, but she had the whole day to cook. So when I got home from school, when I was in elementary school, high school, whatever, when I got home from school, that was food, cook food. So I got to sit there and eat, and then I could go outside and do my thing. Okay. Kids don't do that today, but I'm talking about the cooking part. Now, I wrote down a couple of things that I thought were reasons that women don't cook today. And yeah, probably the number one thing, reason that women don't cook today is that, now, I didn't put these in any kind of numerical order or anything, 1 through 5 or anything like that. I'm just going, you know, randomly. I just started writing some stuff down. I think the number one thing is that they're out of energy, you know, from working all day. I think that's a big part of women not cooking. If they work, then I think after working all day, coming home, I think they're pretty much out of energy and don't want to cook because they've been working all day, all right? And I understand that because a lot of times when I get home from work, I'm out of energy, you know, and I want to crash, you know. But, you know, there are things that happen at home where you need some stuff, you know, you need to do some stuff before you crash, and I understand that as well. And the next thing, I think that the reason women don't cook today is that it's not that they can't cook, it's just that they will not cook. And here's what I mean by that. I'm saying that they can cook because they've done it several times before, you know. So they can cook, but they just will not cook, you know. I think it's, you know, just that I don't want to cook tonight. And you know, it's kind of far-fetched, but I think that that's another reason. They just say that they don't want to cook tonight. I don't feel like cooking tonight. And it's not that they're out of energy from working or whatever. It's just that they don't want to cook. You know, they'll dig their heels in and say, I'm not cooking tonight. So that's another reason. Another reason I think is, and remember, guys, you can call into the show and give your opinion. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Another reason is they want to go out to eat and spend money, you know. They want to go out to eat at a restaurant somewhere and spend money. And this is how I look at that. Now, think about this. Think about the cost of going to a, you know, maybe not a fancy restaurant, but a nice restaurant. I'm not talking about a Red Lobster or whatever, but maybe, you know, a nice restaurant. We're talking about the whole family, then say you got a family of four, say that you have a family of four, then you're talking about spending about $70 to $80 for dinner one night for a couple hours in a restaurant. Okay, you're full when you come out or whatever, but you just spent $70 to $80. Now you turn around and take those $70 to $80 to the grocery store and buy food to cook. That $70 or $80, when you go to the grocery store and buy food to cook, is going to be several days of eating, not just one evening of eating. It's going to be several evenings of eating. It's going to be several mornings of eating, okay? It could be several lunches for work within that 70 to 80 bucks, okay? That may be stretching depending on what you're buying, but it's, you know, it's no good right there. Wanting to go out to eat. Now, I understand going out to eat every now and then, you know, a special occasion or even just to go out. I don't kick that around. But what I'm saying is, as well, is think about it. And, you know, because think about this. Back in the day, a while back, there weren't a whole lot of restaurants. I mean, there may have been a whole, you know, there have, you know, there pretty much always been some restaurants. But there weren't as many restaurants as there are now. Of course, we didn't have, when I was growing up, we didn't have Mexican restaurants. We had a couple of Chinese restaurants. But you had to drive, if you lived in the city, you had to drive outside of the city north to get Chinese food. Now, you know, you got Chinese 10, maybe 5 or 10 minutes from your house. In any county or city or whatever that you live in Georgia, you got a Chinese restaurant 10, 15 minutes, no more than 15 minutes from your house. We didn't have that growing up. You got a Mexican restaurant 10 to 15 minutes from your house. We didn't have that growing up. We didn't have Mexican when we were growing up. If you can believe that. When I was growing up as a kid, high school, or even before high school, we didn't have Mexican restaurants. I don't know where the Mexican restaurants came from. I guess as those guys started to flood into the United States, then they came in and they started business. And that's how the Mexican restaurants came about. The Asian and Chinese restaurants and stuff like that. And Thai restaurants. You got Indian restaurants now. But the Indian restaurants aren't too plentiful. But the Chinese and Mexican restaurants, they're plentiful. Then you got American restaurants. But like I said, a lot of that stuff wasn't available to us when we were growing up. And then you think about a generation before us, our mom and dad, or even our grandmas and granddads, they pretty much couldn't even go to restaurants. So they had to eat in. They had to cook. And, you know, but they grew their own, they grew their own vegetables and everything. So they had food. They didn't go hungry, but they cooked. And then as the generations went on ahead, there became, you know, you were able to go out to restaurants. Now they got Chinese restaurants. Now they got Mexican restaurants. So now, you know, as time goes, there's less and less cooking amongst women because of all these choices out there. Okay, that's it, because of all the choices. I'm not going to cook. I'm just going to stop on the way home from work and pick up some food. You know? Or I'll get home and I'll take the kids and we'll go to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or Burger King Zaxby's, what have you. Get something to eat. You fed them for the night. But, you know, hey, that's here and there. And like I said, I understand. I understand. I just wanted to do a show kind of seeing why today's women don't cook. And those are some reasons. You may have more reasons. If you do, call into the show. Give me your reasons. 818-301-5834. And we have about 6 to 7 minutes left in the show, guys. And again, I'd like your opinions if you want to call into the show and air your opinions to the audience. I don't mind. Or if you just want to call and say hello, I don't mind that either. Okay? So just let me know, guys. Let me know how you feel about that. Now, I have a call up on the show from the... Excuse me. I have a caller up on the show from the 954 area code, the first three digits of 752. That call has indicated they want to talk to the host of the show. But they just hung up. No big deal. Guys, let me tell you something. Okay? Maybe they'll call back. Maybe something happened right there. But maybe they'll call back. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you this. Calling into the show is no big deal, okay? Call in, talk to me. You know, and it's just me and you carrying on a one-on-one conversation. A lot of people don't want to call into the show and fret that they're talking to millions of people. Well, I don't have a show like that. I maybe have on a good night. Well, on my biggest night, I've had about 3,000 people listen to the show. But maybe on the night like tonight or last night, you're talking about 1,000, maybe 1,200 people. But don't think about those people. I know I just told you that, but don't think about the audience. Just think about you and I, one-on-one, talking back and forth on the cell phone. No big deal. You can call in and talk to me, okay? 818-301-5834. I promise you that I will not bite you. I'm good at some stuff, but I'm not good at coming through the phone and biting you. Okay, I will not. I refuse to do that. Okay, so call into the show. 818-301-5834. Why today's women don't cook? I believe this was a great show. I believe I'm going to get some emails, some messages about the show. But like I said before, these are my opinions, you know, and that's all, just my opinions. My opinion may differ from yours, but, you know, what's the big deal? If you know, I heard someone say one time that if, you know, say for instance, a husband or a wife, if the husband and a wife always agreed on everything, then one of them is not needed. I mean, if you're going to agree on everything all the time, then why, you know, one of y'all not needed. And that was a great saying. I have another saying. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Hey, the show is only a half hour. And I know that a lot of my listeners are saying, hey, I'm going to listen to Frank. He's only a half hour. I can, you know, I can stretch it. I can grab 30 minutes and sit and listen to him or ride and listen to him, whatever. I had somebody today at work ask me for a car so they could listen to my show. Hey, listen to this show. I'm grabbing people all the time. I'm getting new listeners all the time. So I appreciate you guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And thank you guys for listening in to the show. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Guess what tomorrow is, guys? Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. All lines are open. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. I don't care if you want to talk about politics, sex. You can talk about work. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. But call. Good night.